You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Gentlemen, start your engine!
Triangle Tire, Tires for Life presents Dave's Corner Garage. The following is a paid program. Opinions on the show are always expressed with a certain joie de vivre. Please consult a doctor before listening, as laughter can be infectious. Buckle in, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car query? Call now, 416-360-0740, or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
I wouldn't dare do it to you.
Oh, go, you got to do the yeehaw, Steve.
No, I'm yeehawed out.
Really?
Okay, I'll do one yeehaw. Anyway, Al is back next week. He'll do his own yeehaw, but right now he is... We were talking about this in the green room. Mm-hmm. People go on holidays, right? Good morning, by the way. Welcome to Dave's Corner Garage. And they take pictures of their feet extended on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, this is exciting, Al. What else are you doing down there? And then he said, then a little Heineken bottle dropped into the visor and falls in. But anyway, we got a great show. We have, once again, returned by popular demand, the vice president of Triangle Tire, Darren Bossens. Welcome to the studio.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for having me.
Well, he's so formal now.
I
In
know.
The green room, he's swearing and everything. No, you weren't.
I've turned over a new leaf.
That's good. Somebody's got to turn a leaf over, right? Sooner or later.
For sure.
But we're going to get into a lot of different questions that we've seen on coming through on our Facebook page about tires. How you get them, you know, for the summertime, especially now. It's been so hot.
Yes.
And trailers. And we were up at Algonquin last week. And coming back, I saw so many tires. There were like three tires per trailer. Doesn't add up.
No, it's the most mismaintained piece of equipment out there for sure.
And we saw one guy actually. He had, honest to God, he had four, because the traffic was moving so slowly.
Yes.
Because of accidents. He had four different tires on his trailer.
Yeah, that's, yeah, like
that's
I said.
So not good.
So mismanaged those pieces of equipment.
It's wild. So listen, we got some questions that have been coming through. And we'll get to that with Darren from Triangle Tire. And to my extreme left on your radio dial, or if you're in your car, it's on the driver's side.
Sure, yeah.
You're on the driver's side.
I'm driving the show today.
Brian Max, how are you, man?
I'm great. Having a great day today. Going to do a little driving.
Yeah?
Yeah, might take public transit today for the first time in years.
Are you insane?
Apparently.
Sorry,
apparently.
Anybody TTC? I didn't mean that.
Anybody going to Burlington this afternoon so that I can avoid taking public transit, please let me know.
Well, it's not, yeah. I have not been on a bus or a subway, I guess, since, what's this thing called, COVID? Has been around, so no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I've taken plenty of planes during all of this, but have not taken TTC or a GO train. So we're trying to avoid taking two cars to Burlington is what we're trying to do.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What a treat.
Take a boat.
I'd love to take a boat.
A little boat
no
charter.
No problem, yeah.
And also, okay, coming up on the show, besides talking about tires with Darren with Triangle, there are some interesting things going on because it's been such a great but hot summer. A lot of transmissions have been going pss, boom.
Is that that's the sound they make?
Yeah, and
okay.
And don't be a smart.
I've broken several. I don't remember that sound though, Steve.
No. Well, I could show you mine. And dripping like leaks and everything like that. And yeah. People are still on holiday, so we're going to have Stafford Wong, who is going to be joining us from Mr. Transmission, to go over some tips of what you should be doing because people don't. And up your alley is the Porsche.
Yeah, well, Stefan Walter from Porsche Club. A Porsche Club of America. I think it's the Upper Canada region. This area. They've got a show coming up and some things to talk about as well. But you know, who doesn't like Porsches? Come on.
Especially if you don't have to buy one, you can just look at it and drool.
Well yeah, there's lots of that. It sounds like they're going to have an amazing show.
Oh, like the lineup of cars and the ages. Anyway, I won't say any more. But
yeah.
I will say for those who are. Stretch with the budget, this is free. Oh, look, all the lines are opening up. It's free.
It's a look.
But it's a
look.
It's a great show, and we're looking forward to that. as we are with your calls, and we got some questions coming up. Feel free to give us a shout at 1-866-740-4740. And we'll be back with Brian, of course, on the left side of your car. And Darren Boston, some Triangle Tire. And any questions that you may have as we head into the latter part of the summer of 2022. So it's been a great one. Let's keep it like that. Safe on the roads. We'll be back right after this. Stay tuned. Oh, sorry. I was just having too much fun.
Is that you on the bass?
Yes, on the right side of your car. There is some... If you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Dave's Corner Garage, you're going to see a ton of activity going on with car clubs all over Ontario this weekend. So, I mean, look at the weather out there. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Yeah, we've had a great summer. I've been to plenty of car shows, and it's just been a fantastic summer for car shows, that's for sure.
You've been to a few, and... some that involve a Ferrari. So, I mean, we have recalls all year of Hyundai's. I mean,
Toyota's Ford, even.
Pick them. And they're a good thing because you get your car back in, you don't get jacked up too much. And they, sorry, I didn't mean to say that. I did, I guess. And, but this one is, we're talking a lot about Porsches today, but this one is, right up your alley.
Yeah, right in Ferrari land.
They've had a tough year too, haven't they?
Oh, they never have a tough year. They sell as many cars as they can make, and they make more money on licensing the brand than they do on cars. So Ferrari's not doing too bad.
But,
however.
Yes, however.
In the last week, Ferrari has issued a recall on essentially every single car that they have sold since 2005.
I detect a nice insurance claim on this one. Really? That many? Why is that?
Well, it's 24,000 cars in the U.S. And it has to do specifically with the master cylinder and the cap on the master cylinder.
And ask, with Darren's drooling over there. See, it's safer to have a BMW, isn't it?
That's why I buy them.
Yeah. So typically, what would this, not that these people are hurting for money who have a Ferrari, mm-hmm. But typically, what would that cost?
It's a simple cap.
Yeah.
So, you know, in a regular car.
$10,000?
Yeah, in Ferrari land, it might be $10,000, but, you know, Ferrari's going to look after it. So it sounds like they're going to redesign the master cylinder caps and replace them on every single Ferrari sold in America since 2005.
Can you imagine?
You know, I saw the list, and, you know, it covers basically everything. And over the years, I've driven every single one of these cars.
Wow, that's got to be. I mean, BMW's had some recalls this year too. But which one are you driving now?
Well, I've got a 328D, a diesel. It's had actually two recalls, and an M2, and no recalls.
So diesel must be a little bit easier on the pocketbook because a couple of weeks ago it was like what, $233 a liter?
Wow!
And you know what? Haven't we become immune to these gas prices? Like. I don't even care anymore.
Canada. You know, it goes up. We all get our, you know, get into tizzy about it. I can't believe how expensive it is. And then a month later, we're not even talking about it anymore.
Really?
And now it's exciting. You know, people get excited for gas prices in the under $1.70 a liter.
Yeah,
I know. Unbelievable.
You know, it's true. Like, I think it was middle of the week. It went down to $1.65.
Wow.
And people are like
lined up.
And my son texts me. He says, "Dad, you realize a year ago it was 92 cents a liter?" So that's why going into the fall, did I mention that word? We're going to start.
Bad word.
We're going to give away another $250 SO gift card, and maybe we'll do some Triangle Tires giveaway too.
Yeah, some winters.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
So what's going on with Triangle lately? How are things going?
Good. You know, things are getting a little better on the supply chain side. They're finding containers now, and there's spots on boats. The rates have come down dramatically, but I think we talked about it last time, $22,000 for a container before. Now we're down in the $12,000 to $14,000 range.
And supply, I mean, people are they already looking at winter tires?
I know. It's well, we bring them in. We start bringing them in now, obviously, being a wholesaler. Supply issues, there's not really any supply issues. A lot of people have carryover from last year because some stuff did come in late. Basically middle of December hits, you're not selling any more winter tires, right? So
and this year especially, I mean, we've had a lot of a lot of shows on with Amy Bradley from Wayfair, and they deal a lot with RVs and trailers.
Yep.
And are you seeing a big... You carry a lot of tires for trailers, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We've got an OE division, so we supply a lot of the... that's the biggest portion of our OE is the ST, or the specialty trailer tires. So we supply a lot of the manufacturers in Canada.
This heat, does it impact on the tires itself for a trailer?
Always. As long as you have your pressures where they should be, you'll be fine. And you obviously haven't overloaded it. And the one big thing that we've talked about here on the show before is you shouldn't. Those tires are really not meant to go beyond 55 miles an hour.
So oh, really?
The little ones, yeah.
Yeah, when you see the guy in the fast lane with a jet ski trailer behind it, and he's doing like a buck 40, those tires are the RPMs of those tires and the heat build up.
The heat builds up in those. And I mean, heat is the number one enemy of tires. And,
absolutely.
And, you know, people aren't necessarily conscious of this. It's, you know, when you got a couple of Sea-Doos on the back of your truck, it's easy to pull that. So it's easy to
There's no weight.
Right. It doesn't feel like anything.
Yeah.
Well, there was, we were talking about in the green room, we're going up to Algonquin, and this guy lost his barbecue off the trailer. And, like, it took out two cars, and the OPP had the helicopter going over because they had a truck. This guy didn't know it came off.
Didn't even know.
And I had a clue.
Unbelievable.
And
still gets a ticket anyway.
Oh, he gets a big ticket.
Yep.
Yeah. Thing called impound.
Yeah.
Not good.
Could have killed somebody.
But we've got sort of a disorganized segue, which is part of our show's mantra.
Consistency is important, too.
Yes, it is very important. We have a bunch of questions for you, so you can study during the break, and we'll get to that right after this. So if you've got any questions, give us a call, 1-866-740-4740, and we'll be back talking about Porsche and a big show that's coming up next. In a couple weeks. It's almost near the end of August. I didn't say that.
Don't say that.
No. X. Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back after this. Stay with us.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max here with sort of guest host, Steve Scheinman. I'm not quite sure why Steve is here. And
that's very nice. You've learned very well how to throw me underneath the bus.
So yeah, that's
only been with us for 6 months.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay,
that's
Brian,
right.
It's your last show.
That didn't last long.
Time to go.
We have no non-disclosure agreements, so get the hell out of here right now.
A lot of top secret stuff going on here in the studio, let me tell you.
All right.
And we also have Darren Vassens from Triangle Tire in the studio. And on the air with us is Stefan Valter from Porsche Club of America, Upper Canada region. Stefan, how are you?
I'm very good this morning. Thanks for having me on. It's great to be here.
Thanks for joining us. I'm obviously familiar with Porsche Club, having been around the racetrack for way too many years. But Porsche Club does lots of things, and you have a very cool Concours car show coming up. What's that, August 28th in Niagara Falls? Is that right?
Exactly, yes. So our membership here in Southern Ontario is just over 4,000. So as you can imagine, we own many Porsches, vintage and new. And yeah, the Concours d'Elegance, Fireman's Park, August 28th in Niagara Falls. It is our only event that is open to the general public. All of our other events and things that we do are kind of member exclusive. So yes, we certainly invite out any car enthusiast in Southern Ontario who wants to see a wide variety, literally hundreds, if not approaching 1,000 Porsches of all vintage and all models. So it's we had about, I would say, 2,000 people out last year, and I think we're going to be bigger this year.
No kidding. So how many cars do you expect at this Concours?
Yep. So for the show field, we will have around 200. And it's we're almost fully sold out for our membership, putting their Porsches on display. And, of course, we have trophies and awards and that sort of thing. We have an award ceremony towards the end. So the event does run 9 a.m. till 2 p.m., if anyone out there would like to come out and see. And, yeah, and in addition to those, we do have our regular membership. So even though our membership may not show their cars, we do have parking off the show field. Anyone of our members, and we will have hundreds out, they'll bring their cars and display them off the show field. So it will literally be the largest Porsche gathering in Southern Ontario, and it could be the biggest ever.
That sounds like it's going to be quite the show. Now, for those who don't know, concours actually means contest. So what you're doing on this main show area is a judged contest for certain categories of Porsches. How do you break those categories down?
Exactly. So if you look back to the 50s when Porsche had the 356, and if those out there are not familiar, it looks like an upside down bathtub.
That's right.
We have a category for those cars specifically. Of course, everyone knows the 911, the Icon, and we have everything from the first 911s, the various generations. You know, in Porsche speak, that would be 964, 993, and the latest 911 is the 992 version. So we have categories for all those. We even have categories for the SUVs. So for the full concours, which is where the judges look at every little detail, they go into your engine bay and make sure you've taken a Q-tip to everything. So that category is called full concours. So when our club members register, they can register just to show their car just on a somewhat superficial display, and there's also the full concours. And a fun thing with these concours events is a lot of people go to different lengths to, you know, make their little show special, their car special. So they'll sometimes have some, if anyone's been to a concours before, they'll have, you know, maybe some flags from different countries or different areas, or they'll have a stuffed shark if it's a 928 Porsche. Shark is how they call those vehicles with the headlights. They kind of look like a shark. And so it's kind of fun and different, because not always does the most special vehicle win, but sometimes the display.
Stefan, is there a website where people can see more about information and get directions to Fireman's Park in Niagara Falls?
You bet. So it's just off the QEW in Niagara Falls Mountain Road exit. Mm-hmm. And the website is our club website, which is pcaucr.org. So that's Porsche Club of America, Upper Canada Region.
Fantastic. Stefan, thank you very much. We'll look forward to seeing you towards the end of August. Have a successful show.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks very much. You're listening to Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
They only knew what was going on during the commercials.
We're not saying.
Okay.
Scary.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. And by all means, go to our Facebook page and Instagram. We're on there now. Hallelujah. And there's some great stuff going on. So we've had a lot of questions coming in for Darren Boston, some Triangle Tire. Nice. As to, see, they do like you.
No, that's good. I'm
well, you're
glad
a star.
To hear that.
Star is born.
Oh, I wouldn't go
so
that
here
far.
Is, it just feels like a game show here. Okay, for $14. All right, here's one question that came in. Is it okay to use car tires on a trailer?
Absolutely not. You always want to use an ST designated tire, so that'd be an S and a T in front of the nomenclature.
Nomenclature? Very nice.
The numbers and everything. You definitely don't want to use a passenger tire, because they're not made to hold that. They don't have the same carrying capacity as a ST would have.
Right.
So you definitely want to stick with a ST. They also have a thicker sidewall. They're made to hold the weight of what that the capacity of that trailer is.
Okay. You're up. It's your up.
Well, you know,
Monty.
Monty knows nothing.
Door
about
number
trailers.
Three.
Not your dog, Monty. May you rest in peace, Hall. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, I've done tons of towing and obviously with my trailers, make sure they're maintained and all that stuff and take care of the tires and you know, in the summer, one of the things I would always do is make sure that the tires are protected from UV light.
Yes.
And you know, I see a lot of people not doing that and that sort of thing, and it's wild, but you know, the trailer tires are so different than passenger vehicle tires, and it's one of those things. If you're towing, you have to learn about this stuff.
Yeah, no, they're constructed different than passenger tires. You got to look at the two pieces of equipment they're going on. A car is a completely different scenario than a trailer. Trailer is just free rolling wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Car's got power to at least two, if not four, of them. You know, different weights. Even the RPM of the tire. You know, because you have a bigger tire on your truck or your car compared to the trailer. That trailer tire is going, you know, 1.5 to 2.5 times faster in rotation. So it has to handle a lot more crazy stuff on the road, right?
Well, yeah. There's the road surface itself, and then of course over the course of a drive that builds up heat in the tire, and it doesn't matter what kind of, like, you know, whether we're talking race tires or performance tires or truck tires or trailer tires,
all the same.
Heat is the enemy.
Absolutely.
So somebody wrote in as well during this segment here, is it similar to a car? Like, do you have to rotate the tires at the end of the season for summertime?
No, like STs typically not. As we've spoken in the past, STs typically do not wear out.
Okay.
That you can have a regular wear if they're underinflated or overinflated.
Right.
However, they don't typically wear out. They usually, as Brian was saying, they ozone or check out prior to the tread being worn off. Because keep in mind, people aren't driving these things like, they're not attached to their car all year round.
No.
Right? It's very seldom they use it.
But well, we'll give you a 9 out of 10 on that one.
Okay, thank you.
Because people are taking... the over-under was pretty good with Bet365.
I'm happy with that.
All right. Did you want to throw another one at him?
Yeah, if you're doing a lot of miles, like there's a trailer I'm looking at right now, it did 10,000 kilometers over the course of every summer. It's sort of a work trailer.
Yep.
And what the service history indicates that the tires were replaced at the end of every season.
Yes.
And that, you know, to me that makes a lot of sense if you're doing that kind of mileage. But you know, all this, you know, the stuff that I've towed other than race cars, boats, Sea-Doos, that kind of stuff.
Yep.
You know, they've got those little tires.
13-inch?
Yeah.
Or 12-inch in some cases.
Right.
They look like donuts.
Yeah, almost.
Wheelbarrow tires.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And they're really not meant to go that fast, are they?
No. Like the max speed for them is 55 miles per hour, which is essentially the speed limit, 100 kilometers or a bit above. So yeah, you should not be doing any kind of extended periods of time where you're doing like 120, 130, 140 kilometers. I followed a guy down in the QEW here this morning. He had one jet ski on it. We're doing 130, you know, between 125 and 135 in the fast lane, in the HOV lane.
Right.
And he's doing the same speed with this little trailer behind him. And those tires are just humming.
That's wild.
I know.
And you know, if you're going a long distance, that's when heat builds up. And then, you know, if you haven't looked after the tire, it goes poof.
And a little bit of, you know, you're down a little bit in pressure.
Yes.
That adds more heat to it, more flex in the sidewall.
Exactly. So how do tire pressures work in ST tires?
STs are completely unlike passenger vehicles, where you put the actual max pressure of the tire in that tire, like it's on the sidewall of the tire. Where in a vehicle, as we know, we use the placard, which is, or the manual, the placard inside.
The manual?
Well, if you have a manual.
Yes.
Most of them are actually in the car.
Or if you read the manual, yes.
Yeah. So, some of them are built into the car now.
They are, for sure, which is convenient. You can search anything and find it. But you want to use the pressures that the manufacturer set for those tires, which is obviously under the max pressure of the tire itself. But on the STs, you always want to use max pressure. So if it calls for 45, 55, 65, 90 PSI, you put that pressure in the tire and maintain it.
Do you think it's mentally for people who are, you know, they trail once a year in the summertime, they're so used to maybe 35 in a car or 32, they look at 45 and going, I don't want this thing exploding on me here.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that. Like, unless the tire is completely damaged. The one thing you always got to be aware of with any tire is they call a zipper tear. So if you've run it underinflated for any extended period of time, and then you put air to it the next time, you can actually get a zipper tear, which is the radial plies all tearing on the sidewall of the tire. So
why do trailer tires wear on the outside?
That would be under inflation. So any tire, so if you're under inflated, there's more pressure on the outside as opposed to the inside of the tread. So the tread isn't sitting essentially flat and flush to the ground. So you end up with, and that's typically the problem with trailers, is under pressure.
Are there any visual cues that trailer owners can take when looking at their tires? If, you know, their tires have some age, what should they be looking for before they need to replace them?
What I usually look at is the color of the rubber, right? So if it's black and it doesn't have like a white coating over it or a sheen to it, I look for that. The other thing what you want to do is look down in the voids of the tread, or just up from the where the rim is, the sidewall, cracking, right? When you start to see cracking, a little bit's okay, but when you start to see excessive cracking, that's maybe time to get a new set.
And the best part is trailer tires are not necessarily as expensive as some performance-oriented tire.
Absolutely not. You can pick up a, you know, like a 15-inch tire, and in a lot of cases they'll have rims with them too. Like Princess Auto would sell the complete package.
Mm-hmm.
You can pick them up for $100.
Wow.
In that range.
That's not
bad. Yeah. 120 maybe.
Is there any kind of maintenance, like, can you make, like, to protect the tire during the summertime? Remember a couple of years ago we had a guy call up.
Linseed oil before my time.
Yeah. And he said, you know what? I won't do the country accent. I'll wait for wait for Gelman to come back and do that. But he said, and he was serious.
Yes.
He said, you know, Darren, I've been having tires for years out in the farm. And I guess I just did an Al Gelman.
You did.
So it's just a Freudian,
you help yourself.
Freudian slip. Thank you. And he said he put linseed oil on the outside of his tires.
Yeah, not a good idea.
No.
Like, the tires are made up of obviously rubber. They've got oil in them, you know, all kinds of oxidizers and chemicals. When you start adding stuff to it, you can actually, you know, dry it out quicker.
Doesn't it take the rubber off as well?
Well, certain chemicals or compounds that you do use could actually damage the tire itself.
Because I remember Dave almost fell off his chair, because which was commonplace for him. You hearing that, Davey?
Yeah.
And it was like he said, the guy who called up said, yeah, but you know what? It's got a really nice sheen to it now.
I'm sure it does. It might even take a little bit of the first layer of rubber off. I don't know. But,
yeah.
Yeah, you just wash them with soap and water is fine. There are some tire sprays you can use too. Most of the manufacturers suggest you don't use those. I've used them in the past. They don't seem to cause too much trouble, but I wear tires out within a year or two, so I'm not having to worry about them lasting too long.
As he says, Bigfoot, yes.
Yes, yes. So, but pressure is the number one.
Before
you go on any trip, check the pressures cold, right? And if there's not enough pressure, and like we said, the max on the sidewall of tire, make sure the pressure's in there. When you pull over at the gas station or on your way, just take a quick look at it, make sure everything's, everything's tightened and, you know, no issues with anything.
Yeah, that first little drive is important, you know, especially if you're pulling a trailer. Not only,
absolutely.
You know, for me, it's always looking at the tire, making sure everything's still connected, because, you know, I'm just a dumb racing driver. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Drove right into that one, didn't he? But for people who, you know, if your trailer's obviously going to be in storage for the wintertime.
Yes.
What is the right maintenance to do when it's getting ready for spring and summer? What you should be looking at for your tires?
Well, for tires, like I said, you want to check for cracking. You want to check the pressures, make sure everything's there. If one of them's down in pressure, you want to maybe check it over for any kind of small leak,
sure.
A nail hole, or et cetera. You know, make sure they're clean, because obviously if they're dirty, you can't see a lot of this stuff. The other thing I always suggest is make sure all the nuts are tight, nothing's come loose, and always store them out of the sun or, you know, inside if you can.
That's got to be tough, though. I mean, if you had a trailer, where would you store your trailer?
Well, this next one is being stored inside.
Yes.
I've got a big enough place to store this next trailer inside.
No issue there.
That's a whole other story that we're keeping off the air, but that's
Excuse
what's going to
happen. Well, we
yes.
can.
Yes.
Yeah, I think
yes.
it's a good idea.
Yes. So I've got a Steve question for you.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Where is this coming from?
You know, Darren.
It's just been 6 months, you know? He's a jerk right away now.
It's the end of the summer. We're getting close to winter.
Yeah.
Should people start thinking about winter tires?
Yeah, well, I don't like to say that, but we're in, middle of August, so typically, definitely October-ish you want to start. If you wait till the snow flies, as I'm sure both of you can attest to, I can even attest to it, you go into the dealers and they're just stacked.
Yeah, they're too busy, you're not going to get
busy.
Tires for weeks.
You're booking out 2-3 weeks, or you have to wait there for 3 hours.
So that was a Steve question, was it?
It was.
You can leave now.
Yeah, sooner than later.
Just 6 months, ciao. And right away it's like, boom, get the bus tracks on
things
Steve's
have
deflated tummy here. All right, we got some more questions to get with Darren. But as far as car maintenance goes, and Tranny's going, I won't do the sound because Brian will cut me up on that one too.
Yep.
You will, won't you?
I will.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
We're going to have Stafford Wong on next from Mr. Transmission with some tips to keep your car running safer during the latter part of the summer. That's coming up next, so stay with us. Welcome back. This is Dave's Corner Garage and a beautiful weekend here in the Big Smoke. I want to say a subtle good morning to a young man in Midhurst, little Ronnie Dolan. We'd like to say good morning to him for talking about what we're going to get into with Mr. Transmissions, trannies, so to speak.
We've got Stafford Wong from Mr. Transmission with us. Stafford, how are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing great. Day. Yeah, it's a beautiful day. And before we talk about, you know, transmission stuff, you've got a bit of a car show going on.
Yeah, Mr. Transmission's annual auto show and shine here in Richmond Hill at the head office location at 9555 Yonge Street. We have about 35 cars on display here today, and we're going to try to do this every year. This is our second one, and probably going to get a pretty large turnout here.
Ah, that's fantastic. What kind of stuff do you have showing up?
A lot of classic cars we have. You know, we have our NASCAR, one of our franchisees, he races on the junior NASCAR circuit, so he's a very successful 18-year-old. His dad works at one of the facilities, and he's doing well, so his car's on display. We have also Chevelles, Corvettes, you name it. We have quite a few selections here to look at.
Oh, fantastic.
Late 60s, early 70s Corvettes.
And that's Young and what in Richmond Hill?
Young and Weldrick, just north of 16th. We're okay. Going to be here from 11 till 2 today. Come by, have some lunch, and check out some of the beautiful rides we have here.
Right on. That's good stuff. Now, it's you know, high summer right now, and, of course, transmissions take a beating in the summer due to all the heat. What do you see going on in your world at Mr. Transmission?
Absolutely. This is the time of year when a lot of these transmissions overheat, just, you know, the weather and everybody out, you know, taking long weekend trips. You know, most times we see, you know, a little leak can cause that transmission, a quarter liter or half a liter low, that transmission's temperature will jump 20 to 30 degrees at operating. You know, your transmission
Whoa.
Should be around 190 to 210 degrees.
Right.
And it'll jump to 240, 250 rapidly with just a little bit low fluid. You know, sometimes the fluid's not being really changed at the proper schedule, and it just causes it not to be able to handle the heat, and it just gets really, really hot in there.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, now's the time of year where people do go on long road trips. And, of course, the transmission is going to build up a lot of heat. And, you know, if you haven't looked after it, haven't taken care of it and checked it or even changed the fluid, you could be in for some trouble somewhere far away from home.
Exactly. And, you know, the biggest thing is when the fluid gets really hot, it gets, I don't know the right word, but I would say kind of gunky. And it gets into the valve body and causes the valves to stick. That's where a lot of the symptoms start to occur. Those symptoms are kind of telling you that, you know, things are not right, obviously, but those symptoms lead to, you know, premature failure just because of a lack of distribution of fluid to keep the transmission cool.
Absolutely. And do you recommend that people stay on top of the maintenance schedule that's in their owner's manual?
Oh, absolutely. The key thing also is to make sure that you're using the proper OEM recommended fluid. In other words, you know, like a CVT transmission, a lot of people will buy an aftermarket product. Nothing against the aftermarket products out there. Sometimes the representations don't cover the needs that your particular vehicle has. So like an NS2 requirement fluid for, say, a Nissan Sentra 2014, let's say, you know, some of the aftermarket CVT fluids don't cover the requirements and subsequently may not be the right setup. So make sure you get the right fluid in there and also do your fluid changes at the right scheduling, and it'll save you a lot of money in the back end.
And CVTs are another thing. I don't think that, you know, I wouldn't say a lot of people know what a CVT is, that you drive it like an automatic, but a CVT stands for continuously variable transmission, and it doesn't use gears like a traditional automatic or even a manual transmission. So how would you articulate that to somebody who doesn't really understand what a CVT is?
You're looking at me funny.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Yeah, that was designed. A lot of them came out. Nissan was probably one of the earlier manufacturers, late 2000s. They started putting them in their smaller, more compact vehicles. And the CVT, unlike the old style where you have a direct second to third to fourth engagement of each gear, the CVT works off of a pulley style setup. So you have two pulleys with a strong steel belt between them. And the pulleys move back and forth, creating a ratio, if you could follow what I'm trying to explain. And this allows the vehicle to accelerate and decelerate as opposed to the traditional style automatic transmission or manual gearbox. You know, it was designed to really help with their fuel requirements or try to keep their fuel consumption low for their advertising, I guess. And also, it made a small engine much more responsive and much more athletic, so to speak. So it would feel peppier. And
that's true. They do respond quickly, but on the other hand, for someone like me who drives race cars and enjoys driving, they're really not that satisfying to drive.
Yes, the purist or the traditional person would probably not enjoy the feel of a CVT. you just don't get that in your seat experience of enjoyment of transmission shifting. But they're designed for a different purpose, and they're designed to save money and designed to last. Now, the only drawback to them is these pulleys constantly moving back and forth. In some cases, end up failing prematurely or having problems. Sometimes so. Changing the fluid will really, really help the longevity of those units.
Stafford, somebody wrote in asking about, are there specific brands of cars that have that are CVTs?
Yes. Right now, I'd say in 2022, I'd say pretty much all manufacturers have now a model with a CVT in it.
Okay.
Most of the vehicles that we see, or let me say that a lot of the CVTs are in the Nissan products, Hyundai, Kia, Hondas and Toyotas obviously as well. So most of those manufacturers are now putting CVTs in most of their vehicles, and a lot of the hybrids have the CVTs as well. So it's hard to hide from the CVT products. They're going to become more and more exposed in the marketplace, and they are getting better and better with the technology improving.
Yeah, they are getting better. That's for sure. I see it in all the vehicles that I test. I prefer not to drive them, but they are getting better in their execution. And in one instance, Nissan had a CVT in the Pathfinder, and then the new Pathfinder, they went to an automatic.
Yes. The Pathfinders, Infiniti, JX35, JX60s, almost all of those vehicles came out with CVTs from 2012 all the way up to 2018, I believe. And we see quite a bit of those, especially, like I said, in the hybrid. Now, I'm not sure if they're going back to the traditional style, but, it's personal choice, but they do save money.
Yeah, they sure do. They do hit their fuel consumption numbers. There's no question about that. Stafford, I want to thank you for joining us. And if people want to join you for the car show today, where is that again?
The car show is at 9555 Yonge Street in Richmond Hill, just north of 16th at Yonge and Weldrick. If you want to visit me, you can visit me at 4235 Fairview Street in Burlington, 28 Kennedy Road in Branston, and also 182 Esther Road in Barrie.
I'm glad to see you're not busy.
Yeah.
Listen, you have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Take care, guys. Nice
okay.
Time.
We're back next with more information about your tires with Darren Bossens from Triangle Tire. And Brian, I'm going to get to Steve again. Max, right after this. Oh, there, you surprised me. Carlos, our producer, well, I'm surprised, but it doesn't take much in a Saturday. Easy. Yeah, both of you guys stare me down.
What were you drinking last night, Steve?
What's going on? Actually, if you really want to know, it was very nice. I had a little Grey Goose with some tonic water and cold.
Nice.
And then we had a little Glenlivet and some wine and... A little foggy this morning, but it's Saturday. Later on today, it'll be cocktail hour.
Exactly.
Sometime after 3, like most people. I know Kerry Schmidt from the OPP is at his cottage. We won't tell him where, but I know he usually cracks open a Caesar about now.
Well, if you're not working, it's Caesar o'clock
right
now.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Sure. Caesar o'clock. I like that one.
Yeah.
Over
morning
to you.
Drink. Well, it's high summer, and I'm going to do some driving this weekend, but today, like I said earlier, I got to take the... public transit, so that'll be entertaining. I'm envious of you guys.
You're really soaking this thing, aren't you?
I'm reluctant to do this, but I'm going to bring my headphones and a book.
It'll make you appreciate driving that much more.
That's exactly it.
Have you seen the way he drives?
I drive like a grandfather.
Don't look at me like that.
But you stay in the lane.
And I do stay in the lane. No problem.
It's like if you drive, I have a Honda Accord. I love it. It's just your basic.
Yep.
And people, tend to drive by me and go, could you stay in the middle of the lane, old man? Just really want. And I flip my bird and we just get
something must be happening there.
This is a pattern, I think.
Yeah, it's not the car. Pattern.
Do you want me to lie down on the couch and tell you all my problems?
No, I'm not a therapist.
Okay. So what other areas of tires that you're seeing evolve as we get, with new technology? What do you see down the road for Triangle?
Well, the big thing right now is EV tires, obviously.
Right.
Are a little bit different than your standard tires.
Yeah, there's a couple of considerations there, right?
Noise being number one.
Yes.
And rolling resistance.
Why are they so noisy?
Well, tires are not necessarily noisy, but when you have an EV vehicle where there is actually no engine noise, you're going to start hearing other noises that you typically wouldn't hear in a combustion engine vehicle, right? So noise is definitely a part of it. And then rolling resistance. The when you have lower rolling resistance, the batteries will last longer.
And I've heard he's...
Well, I drive EVs all the time.
Of course, Eric goes, I drive everything everywhere.
Yes.
He's so lucky.
last week it was the EQS 580 Mercedes.
Oh, that's nice.
It's, I mean, super luxurious.
See, I'm driving a Honda, he's talking about Mercedes. What's wrong with this equation?
You know what? That would be a good car for you, Steve.
Thanks, Dad.
It'd be very, very comfortable. It's like driving a pillow, I think I said in my review.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but here's the thing, Darren. It weighs 5,700 pounds.
Wow.
Like 3 tons.
Yeah.
So that's meaningful when it comes to a passenger car tire.
Absolutely.
So people now, besides being confused completely with EV chargers, what do I get? Like how do I get my car charged? Where are the stations? Now they're going to have to be concerned or learn more about EV tires. Like what kind of tire do you get for whatever, a Chevy Bolt or a thing I said of my bracket, but of course it must be in Brian's. I warned you.
$160,000 Mercedes, no problem.
Typically, what are you looking at for a price point for, say, a Hyundai?
Kia? Well, for EV tires are not necessarily, now at least, not any more expensive than a regular tire. They were when they first came out because, supply and demand. Typically you're going to in where I play with the value tier, you're looking at depending on the size, obviously there's always a variation, $130, $140 right. a tire.
So the really interesting thing for people who aren't aware of Triangle Tire yet, the one big thing is your warranty. Tell people about that for a second.
Yeah, we've got a full, obviously, manufacturing defect warranty. We've got we've also got a mileage warranty on most of our products. We've got a 30-day trial on most of our products.
That's very cool. So that's a great idea.
Yeah, it gives you, people that have never been into the value tier before where they've always brought major brand might be a little fearful to go into that because they've heard all kinds of different things about it. But they all have to pass DOT inspection to come into this country. So everything's fine there. They perform fine. They work fine. I've used them on the track. I've used them on Ferraris. My previous owner had a Ferrari. We put some tires on it, and I was actually surprised at how well they did perform.
And one thing that people don't know is Triangle Tire is not a small company.
No. They not only manufacture passenger light truck, but they do medium truck as well, which is your tractor trailers going down the highway, as well as OTR. So mining, so they do the gamut.
Yeah.
They've been around for 25, 30 years. Their facility in China is completely automated. There's hardly any people even working there. So... It's
I know.
Quite
I saw the video, and there's this huge warehouse. I don't know how many million square feet, and there's four guys there.
Yeah,
wild.
They have some dim sum, and they watch the tire come through.
And you can eat off the floors.
I bet.
Clean as a whistle. Mm-hmm. It's definitely a state of the art facility.
And it's something that people are starting to get past this. It's made in China. I mean, if people knew, all the top brands, majority are made over there anyway.
For sure they are.
And if you're not driving that much now with this thing called COVID solely, wherever the heck it is right now.
It's over.
Yes.
Thank you.
We're counting
Dr. Brian Max all of a sudden.
That's right.
Yay.
And it's over. Take them all on. What a mask. Who needs a mask? But it's slowly getting to the point where people understand that I'm not going to be driving as much as I used to.
Absolutely.
So save some coin with gas the way it is.
Yep.
It's a great brand. I mean, we've had you on for years. You have your own fan club now, which is nice to see.
Oh, boy.
And
two.
Well, it's a start. And it's something that I think people are starting to gravitate to more and learning more about EVs and everything else. So what's the website people can go to?
TriangleTire.ca.
That's it.
Super
simple
easy.
And easy. Yep.
So when Alan is back in the saddle here next week, after coming back from the Cayman Islands, he'll be... Look at my tan.
I doubt he... I bet you he's hiding under an umbrella.
Yeah. No, he's drunk.
He should be.
He's probably having breakfast because they're an hour behind us.
That's true.
Anyway, thank you, Darren. Always great to have you in
thanks,
here.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Brian, your wit is starting to get annoying.
That means it's working.
And I just want to take, I want you to take a picture of a selfie to taking the TTC today.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend. Be safe out there, and we will talk to you next week on Dave's Corner Garage.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.